Tonight, as part of Indiana University's Themester, Diversity, Difference, Otherness, a presentation on refugees, art, and journalism, which features cartoonists Kate Evans and Sarah Glidden. Both artists have new books out about their experiences. Kate Evans joins Interchange producer Doug Storm in the WFHB studios to discuss Threads, from the Refugee Crisis, which was published by Verso in June this year.
Kate Evans, would you tell us a little bit about your current project, the book that brought you to Bloomington?
Well, my book's called Threads from the Refugee Crisis, and it's a full-length graphic novel. Now, you say graphic novel, but it's not a work of fiction. It's a work of fact. It's graphic reportage, so it's a comic book about a real place and real events. I went to Calais, which is a port city in northern France and the closest most point to the UK coast, in October 2015, January 2016. And I went there to go and help with the big volunteer effort to help with all the refugees that were settled there trying to get across the channel to the UK. And what I found there was really overwhelming, really shocking, really desperate. And so I felt compelled to make comic reporting of what I've seen.
Hmm. Did you go there? So you didn't go there for that purpose? You just went there to help originally, or you had the reporting in mind?
I went there as a volunteer. Mm-hmm. But when I came back, I felt very strong. I work as a graphic novelist, and I felt very strongly compelled to try and tell people about what had happened, because people say, what was it like? And it was so overwhelming that I didn't really... When I make a comic about something, I can actually show them. I don't have to tell them. I can show them what it's like to be there.
When you went and then decided that you wanted to pursue this as a graphic novel, is there a starting point for thinking about those things then? How do these become, you know, how do you put that into that form? I know in your previous work you had kind of text to work with. Is this coming from the actual talking to people on the ground, getting reporting, as you say?
Well, this is coming from the heart, not from books, isn't it? It's a subject that really, really touched me deeply. I met children who were stuck there for months at a time, young children, 4, 5, 6 years old. I met kids with no parents and no officials looking after them. I met children of 13 and 12, but there are boys there as young as 8 with no parents. And I say no social worker, you know, no official at all in charge of their care, living in conditions that are fundamentally unsafe. So I first went and I made, just for a weekend, and I made a comic about it, which became a blog post. And I wasn't interested in publishing it. I just wanted to get it out there on the internet. I went back again just for 2 days because there was this crisis situation where they had to move a lot of the shelters because some of them were scheduled for demolition. Then I went back for a week, and that's all the time that the book covers, is just those 10 days of being there, which is a very, very brief amount of time. But on that third week, just all kinds of crazy stuff happened. I met people who I'd met from the first visit 4 months previously, and it was almost synchronistic. It was almost like you couldn't have made it up. And then I came back and I knew that there was a book there that I could write. And fortunately, I'm in a position with my career where publishers are lined up and they'll say yes. So here I am in Indiana. I don't know how that happened.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
If it's from the heart, it's from these experiences, do you work from then memory in terms of the images as well? Or do you take pictures while you're there?
I went on a few people's Facebook feeds and took some photos of them off there. Facebook's very good for source photos. Mm. But that's from some lads who were quite happy to be in the comic. They were like, oh, look, it's a comic. It's got me. And we have little conversations, mainly involving sending each other smiley faces and thumbs up because there's not much shared language. You see, you can't take photos in the camp. Okay. Because if you take a photo of someone that proves they were in France, then that means if they come to the UK, then their asylum claim could be rejected. Mm. So it's that's one of the great things about the medium of comics. You can't incriminate someone. You can change their identities very easily, but you still get the sense that you're meeting a person.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit then about how you think of this form and reporting, and how you are able in this form to be a journalist versus an artist. Or I think you said you do have some license, right? Mm. But you're trying to be as true to the subject as you can.
Okay, well, I don't consider myself a journalist. I consider myself primarily, you know, a writer of comic books, but they have always been about non-fiction subjects. They've always been about fact. I'm very concerned to stick to the truth in what I represent. However, I will also use artistic effect. Like, say, your average news report wouldn't add swelling music to moments of dramatic tension, but I can do sort of the equivalent in the way that I structure my artwork. I try to structure my books quite carefully, whereas reportage might just mean saying, today we did this, tomorrow we did that, the next day we did that. I will help structure my rendition of events so that some parts of the narrative are exciting or funny or silly and other parts are heart-wrenching and desperate. Mm-hmm. Because I feel that including the light as well as the shade in what you write helps people to identify people as genuinely human. And there is usually something you can find that is funny in most situations. Mm-hmm. I mean, another thing that comics are really good at is you can go away and you can reconstruct what happened after the event. You don't have the pressure of trying to film everything while you're there. Right. And you certainly don't ever have to ask someone to change what they were ordinarily doing. Another way in which my work differs from journalism is that I didn't ask people the questions a journalist might ask about all the traumatic events that they had been through up until that point to get to Calais, because I felt that that would be intrusive and inappropriate. And instead, what I do is I anonymize some examples of what people could have been through, and I put them at a particular point in the book. And that gives you a sense of the two stories in juxtaposition without me ever having to sit down and with someone and say, okay, tell me about all those really terrible things that happened in your life, because I don't want to be that person. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go there.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think you're able to get that across readily? You know, again, in the graphic medium, it's, you know, trying to share a story versus trying to share what I think is also a visual experience that you have when you're on the ground there, right? And trying to translate that emotion, that experience in both language and the images. Is there a way that you sort of pull back from images you think might be too difficult for people? Or do you try to be as, again, maybe as true to the horror that you discovered as you could be?
Oh, no, there's some pretty graphic images in my graphic novel. I'll give you that. I certainly don't hold back from that. What I do, though, is just the fact of people living there was bad enough. So I don't try and over-egg the pudding by saying, now tell me about the time when you nearly drowned coming across the Mediterranean and the time when you were nearly blown up leaving Syria, or where you were nearly shot on the border of Iran when you were coming out of Afghanistan, you poor 12-year-old child. I mean, I don't do that. I just the fact that there's only one toilet for every 208 inhabitants and it should be 1 to 20. Just the fact that there's a mother with a child and her child has a runny nose and she's apologizing for the fact that her child's always ill. And I'm like, no, I'm apologizing for the fact that we are 40 minutes away from London on the train and you're living in a conditions of absolute squalor.